previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Global companies are set to significantly expand or set up operations in South Africa by the end of the decade to access our talent pool. The offshoring industry is expected to grow to $6.8 billion, around 120 billion South African rand, and create more than 212,000 skilled jobs. That's according to research just published by global talent solutions firm Robert Walters. The research points to South Africa's strong English proficiency, close time zone alignment with Europe, and its growing reputation for high-quality business and technology services. It adds that demand is currently strongest for professional skills in accounting, financial analysis, and auditing. The country's biggest energy users have criticized the 54 billion rand settlement between Eskom and the National Electricity Regulator, NERSA, and want a review of the process to determine electricity prices. The agreement reached last week over a tariff award, found to be based on incorrect data, will drive up electricity prices way more than had been previously announced. The energy-intensive users group, whose members include the likes of Anglo American and Glencore, account for about 40% of the nation's electricity consumption. They say that NERSA's pricing methodology and implementation has not succeeded by and large in bringing price stability and predictability. Some excellent numbers from Africa's largest grocer and South Africa's biggest retailer, ShopRite. And we also get to see for the first time the size of the amazing success story that is Checkers 60/60. Overall, the group's profit for the full year was almost 19% higher at 7.4 billion rand, headline earnings per share growing by almost 16%. Dividend, a little disappointing, increasing by just 9.7% to 781 cents a share. The home delivery service, 60/60, sold almost 19 billion rands of the goods in the year. That's just a billion or so short of the entire market cap of Pick and Pay or Spar. The group has opened 281 new stores in the year to end June, creating almost 9,000 new jobs in the process. ShopRite's share closed up 5.4%. On the markets, gold hits a record high, but the global bond sell-off spills into equities. Gold is trading this morning at 3,533, with platinum at 1,400 exactly. JSE All Share closed last evening down 0.7%, the top 40 down 0.6%, London's FTSE down 0.9%. New York, the Dow ended down 0.6%, the S&P 500 down 0.7%, the NASDAQ down 0.8%. Tokyo this morning down 0.6%, Hong Kong down 0.5%, Sydney down 1.4%. US dollar firmer at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.73 against the dollar, 20.61 to the euro, 23.69 to sterling. Bitcoin just over 111,000. Brent crude oil just on $69 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.